Hey guys, Bradley Dillon here for thenewfury.com, and we are in Tampa, Florida, where it's finally feeling a little bit like fall here. Not really, but whatever, it's okay. We're actually talking to some new friends of mine. They're on tour with Migosh, who are really good, by the way. I highly suggest you check them out. And why don't you guys introduce yourselves, the band you play in, and what you do in the band?
I am Dennis, and I am the screamer, if you will, or alternative vocalist of Alice Santa.
I'm Sean, I sing and play guitar in the same band as Dennis.
So, the first question for you guys, how has this tour gone for you overall, touring with the Funeral Portrait, who are really good, and Migosh, who are really, really good? What's the fan reception been?
Well,
like
we're the
so
unreally good.
The things they carried, who are really good. And then the awful band, Alice Santa. Yeah, it's been great.
We're the band who lets everybody down after all the really good bands.
Yeah, set them up. It's been great so far.
It's been fun.
Now, I know your guys' newest release, the Decade EP, which I thought was pretty snazzy. I still have it on my laptop somewhere. Of course, I can't find it because everything's on
fantastic.
There. I haven't.
Fantastic.
It's amazing. You know, reading a lot of reviews on it, obviously an EP is a little bit different than a full-length album, but the reception on it was some of the best you've ever gotten.
I agree. Old school.
Yeah.
Old school to me.
Absolutely. We're trying to bring back the old school mentality, man.
Why do you think that EP got such good reviews, though? Or what kind of things went into it?
We paid a lot of money to people to say those things.
Yeah, dude.
Nothing about the musicianship or just the nature of it.
Hey, great record, guys.
Yeah, that's an odd question to ask anyway, but hopefully it got good reviews because the music was good.
Right, yeah. I mean, that's odd. We just wrote the music the same way we always do and hope that people like it.
All right.
Now, what can you tell me about the three other bands on this tour for those who probably aren't super familiar with them yet?
The things they carried is so New York, it's like painful. And one of my favorite bands of all time is They Might Be Giants. I don't know if you're familiar with that, but they're from the New York underground scene, and it's like so, I don't know, what is that, je ne sais quoi, that certain unmissable something about them. I know they're from New York. Right. They're very theatrical, very into it, and like, they're so talented. Like, the talent just tears through everything else. So.
Big thing with the bands we brought out is they're all really good people doing music for the right reason, and that's something we believe in, and we're finally at a point in our career where we can bring out bands that we feel are doing it for the same reasons that we are.
I think that's really interesting because you'll see a band like Senses Fail, who've been around 10 plus years, and are doing Outleaded and Fold You tour, which I think is coming to Orlando in a few days. Kind of want to go to it. By kind of, I mean, I'd sell my soul to go to it. But, you know, seeing them, they've brought out
bands. I
have
tickets right here for the.
Shit.
All tickets is your soul.
You know, seeing them bring out bands like No Bragging Rights and To the Wind and Knuckle Puck on tour, I think it's really cool. So, besides the reasons that you stated, why did you bring these guys out on tour?
That's the exact reason. I could repeat myself again, but I'm going to say the exact same thing. So.
Killer bands, man. Killer bands.
So, 2014 has been kind of a slower year for you guys. I mean, I can't remember last time I saw you guys in Tampa or St. Peter's. I think it was like maybe late 2011, 2012 or something. Probably missed a few shows or something. But what have you guys got going on the rest of the year?
I mean, in the last calendar, I would call this anything but a slow year. In the last calendar year, we put out a single, an EP, a music video, two tours.
We better have a second kid. Yeah, so. Yeah, it's, you know, we've been a band for 10 years now. And I got married. It's a married man, about to have a second kid. It's just balancing life. We don't tour 300 days out of the year like we used to, you know? And so now it's really, and we've kind of got all of our cards in one house now, where we are putting out music on our own in Raleigh, North Carolina. We're going to tour when we say we want to tour and do things that way. So we can balance being a human being and being a musician at the same time and not just soullessly grind ourselves into the dust. So it's nice. So, yeah, the tours are not like nearly as frequent, but we're busy as
we're
busy
still doing as us. Yeah. I feel busy anyway.
I just sit down and drink beer.
So being around for as long as you guys have, you know, I remember listening to you in like middle school. I'm dating myself a little bit here, but what would you say the key to longevity is, for especially for bands who are trying to get their names out there and stuff like that?
Make sure the songs don't suck. Number one, I think, and honestly, longevity comes a lot with writing music with people that you actually love, and like not just getting into a band with a bunch of egos and stuff. Like, all my guys don't have egos, they're all rad dudes, and like I'd be hanging out with these guys whether or not I was in the band with them. And we're just lucky we get to write music together too.
Making sure your number one critic is you and not some dude sitting at his computer at home, and not taking what other people say too much to heart, and realizing if you're doing things the way you want to do them, then you're your only boss, and you get to call your own shots.
They just want to hate, dog. They all hate just, on, they all just chilly.
Hate on.
Super chilly.
Okay, kind of a oddball question for you, but what's your favorite, or one for each of you, what is your favorite concept album of all time?
Oh, Broken Bride by Ludo, hands down. It's an EP. It's probably one of the number one reasons we decided to start doing full-on story concept records is Broken Bride by Ludo. If you've never heard it, do yourself a favor. Check it out. It's fantastic.
I still, really, Fear Factory Obsolete. As me, as a young man, that's what I listened to in middle school. Loved it. Loved it, loved it. Especially for concept album with, you know, metal, and be able to pull it off seamlessly. That's probably what mine.
I'm really glad you mentioned that album, because Fear Factory is one of my favorite bands,
oh,
too.
Awesome.
Yeah, that Soul of a New Machine record and Demanufacture. And I was really young. I was just like, throw up your horns, get to the chopper. Whenever I heard those two albums. Even their later stuff, like the whatever their newest one is, it's The Machinist or something like that. Mm. Something close to that. I know it's not the name of the album, but...
Fear Factory does a good job, man. Love that, man.
Yeah, I remember seeing them a couple of years ago. Shadows Fall, like, tore it down. When you guys are on the road, you know, driving and stuff like that, what do you guys tend to listen to? Anything that would really surprise me?
I'm currently listening to the newest Manchester Orchestra record called Cope. It's really good.
I listen to a lot of Arcade Fire, and I listen to Jump Little Children.
Back to Jump Little Children, JLC.
I listen to a lot more of that kind of stuff than people think I do.
I think you'd be really surprised by a lot of the stuff we all listen
to. And Elton John. I'm a huge Elton John kick right now.
Throw a party in the dressing room. It's like, put on some EJ.
Sir EJ.
Sir EJ.
You know, the other day I was really bored on my computer, so I decided to write a little article about crowdfunding. Because I'm sure you, being in the music industry, as long as you have crowdfunding over the last 5 years, has become absolutely monumental for good reasons and not so good reasons. Given all the reasons there are to do a crowdfunding campaign, how do you personally feel about that as a whole?
I think as long as the band is doing the crowdfunding, when you're doing like Indiegogo Kickstarter, those things, as long as you're taking the money that you're asking for and applying it to actually what you're telling people you're going to apply it to. That's all you got to ask. It's some honesty.
I'm sure there's some
flakes.
I got my Pebble smartwatch. It's the biggest Kickstarter of all time. The future.
Crowdfunding is great, if you're not abusing the privilege of what it's trying to accomplish.
Wise words, young wizard.
I'm here all day.
Talk to you for y'all.
So, if you guys were to ever do a crowdfunding campaign of some sort, whether you were, well, hypothetically, if you did, what kind of stuff off the top of your head do you think you'd like to offer?
It's hard to say. I mean, because we're in the beneficial position of having spent 10 years of a career making sure we don't have
to fund
crowdfunding. We've spent conscious effort putting ourselves in a spot where we have our own label, our own studio. Bunch of dudes who get along really well, and we can keep doing it the way we want to do it without having to rely on gimmicks and things like that. So, I don't know. I never really thought through what our perks or anything like that would be. Because we get perks out when we're on tour, man. We meet everybody that we can. We'll sign anything anybody wants, take pictures all day. Like, it's...
Pro bono.
Yeah.
Pro bono. That's my crowdfunding. It's on the house, baby.
That's something that's really important to me as a journalist, because I'll go to shows and... you'll see certain bands that are like, I guess we're moving parking. Hello.
Yeah, that's Jake's mom.
But
park right there.
You know, you'll see certain bands that are like, you have to pay money to meet us or whatever, and I'm kind of like,
We do paid VIP meet and greets, but the stuff we give away is worth way more than than the company that puts them on for its charges, you know, and the way we do things is way different. A lot of bands will do like table meet and greets. We'll go out, we mingle, we hug, we do whatever. We'll stay there till the last question's been asked. You know, and it's just a way of organizing people and getting everybody in the same place without it being chaos, basically.
I'm really glad you mentioned that, because the other day I was randomly looking at VIP tickets. I never have the need for stuff like that, but if I'm ever getting a present for someone, it's kind of cool to do. I saw something, it was like $40, you get meet and greet with the band and a t-shirt and an autographed CD, a couple other things. I was like, wow, this is the way it should be done, because it's a really good deal.
Yeah, I mean, the last one we did was autographed poster, autographed CD, meet and greet, pictures. They got early download of our next single, all those kinds of things. Like, just to say thank you for coming out to the show early, you know, showing your support.
All right, a couple more questions before we wrap this up. If you were stranded on a desert island and could only bring 5 albums with you to ever listen to again, what would they be and why?
Five, that's a lot of help.
I can think of 3. Black Dahlia Murder, Unhallowed. I'm going to go They Might Be Giants, Flood. One more that I just can't get out. Slipknot, self-titled.
First Spitalfield record, Destination Beautiful by May, and Colors by Between the Buried and Me.
That's one of the best prog albums.
The other two would be Celine Dion, Barbra Streisand.
They're collaborative. record.
I still can't believe my dad wanted Celine Dion.
Ooh, hello. We're seeing everyone tonight, apparently. Oh, before we wrap this up, do you have anything you'd like to tell your friends, fans, or family out there who might be listening to this?
Just thank you for the continued love and support. We have new music coming out soon, and hope you enjoy listening to it as much as we enjoy making it.
PMA, awesome little attitude. Keep that in mind.
All right. Well, thank you guys for giving us some of your time today. Be sure to check out the rest of this tour from Migosh, the things they carried, the funeral portrait, and how do you actually pronounce your name? Because I feel like I never get it right.
Alisana.
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 There you go.
Okay. I got it, I think. Okay. Well, this has been Bradley Dillon for TheNewFury.com. Later, guys.